Hail glories to Srila Prabhupada. Mukham makarati vachalam bangun langhete gini yakipandamam bande shigurum tanachavilam. Om agyana timrandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshuramilitam yena tasamai shigurave namaha. So welcome to our third of the five processes of devotional, most potent processes of devotional service. We discussed japa and reading Prabhupada's books. Today we will discuss association with Srila Prabhupada. We want to start with the association of the topmost devotee. So we will today associate with Srila Prabhupada in different ways, try to deepen our relationship with Srila Prabhupada. So to begin with, let's go back to September 17, 1965. What were you doing on that day? Can you remember? Was anybody alive? 1965. How many of you were in this world? Oh, well, quite a few. Very good. You remember what you're doing? No. Okay. Anyway, that was the day that Srila Prabhupada arrived in Boston. He's aboard the Jaladuta, and he's just touched land in Boston. Although he's very, very old, must be 69 years old, he's starting, can you imagine, at the age of 69, starting your whole movement, your preaching program. Even at the age of 40 and 50, we're ready to retire. But Prabhupada, he started at 69. He left Vrindavan, and he suffered two heart attacks on the boat going over. And he only had with him the holy name, trunk full of Srimad Bhagavatam, two sets of cloth and a tiny bag of chira and small change. And in this, in a mood of humility and submission, he offered a poem, actually, to Krishna. So I'd like to first of all start by singing Prabhupada's poem, Markine Bhagavat Dharma. So we have some copies. You can pass these out. You'll have to share. And then we have also a commentary on these verses by our dear godbrother, His Holiness Giriraj Swami. And these commentaries you also have to share. Yes, and pass these out. So, Boro Kripa Koile Krishne Adhamera Prati Sing. Boro Kripa Koile Krishna Adhamera Prati. Kila giyani lehetta koro ebe gati. Giyani lehetta koro ebe gati. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. Ache kichu karjatobo e anumane. Ache kichu karjatobo e anumane. Nahe keno ani ben e ukrastane. Hahe keno ani ben e ukrastane. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? Rajastamo gune era shabai achana. Rajastamo gune era shabai achana. Vasudev Kotaruchi Nahese Prasana. Vasudev Kotaruchi Nahese Prasana. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. Tabe jari tabo kipa hoya hoy tuki. Tabe jari tabo kipa hoya hoy tuki. Shakali shambhav hoy tumi sheko tuki. Shakali shambhav hoy tumi sheko tuki. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. Kibhave puchale tara bhuche se rasa. Kibhave puchale tara bhuche se rasa. Eta kripa koro prabhu karini javasa. Eta kripa koro prabhu karini javasa. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? Oh Lord, I'm simply praying for your mercy so I will be able to convince them about your message. Tomari chai shab hoy maya bash. Tomari chai shab hoy maya bash. Tomari chai nasho maya parash. Tomari chai shab maya tash. All living entities have become under the control of the illusory energy by your will. Therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. Tava icha hoy jari tadir udhar. Tava icha hoy jari tadir udhar. Bhuchi benishai tabe koto she tomar. Bhuchi benishai tabe koto she tomar. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. Bhagavatir kota she tava avatar. Bhagavatir kota she tava avatar. Dhirahaya shune jadi kane bar bar. Dhirahaya shune jadi kane bar bar. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation, and if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. So I will read all the verses of Bhagavatam and the translation, so you can just follow along. Srinvatam Sokata Krishna Punyashavana Kirtana Hridantasta Hibachani Vituna Tisarit Satam Nashta praya shapadri shuritjam bhagavata segaya bhagavat tamashoke bhakti bhavati nashtike tadara jastamo bhava kamalo barayas shaye chaiti tarana vittam stittam satve pasiriti evam prasana manasa bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tatra vijnanam mukta sangha sajayate Pitate hiryankanti shityante sasangshayakshi antichas karmani dvishtaye vaknanishare. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire from material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By regular attendance in classes on Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed in loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. Okay, now we'll sing again. Rajastamahate tobe pai beni star. Rajastamahate tobe pai beni star. Hridayera bhakta sati kuchi beta har. Hridayera bhakta sati kuchi beta har. He will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion And thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. Kikore bhuchaba kota bora se chahi. Kikore bhuchaba kota bora se chahi. Kutra miti nahi na kana shakti nahi. Kutra miti nahi na kana shakti nahi. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I'm very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I'm seeking your benediction so I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Otto choi necho prabhu kota bolibare. Otto choi necho prabhu kota bolibare. Jeto maricho prabhu koro e bare. Jeto maricho prabhu koro e bare. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure, as you like. Akila jagat guru bachan se amar. Akila jagat guru bachan se amar. Alankita karibar kamata tomar. Alankita karibar kamata tomar. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Tava kripa hale mor kata shuddha habe. Tava kripa hale mor kata shuddha habe. Shuni yasa bar shoka dukha je kuchibe. Shuni yasa bar shoka dukha je kuchibe. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel gladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. Ani acha jadi prabhu amare na chate. Ani acha jadi prabhu amare na cha. Na cha na cha prabhu na cha se mate. Cha na cha prabhu na cha se mate. Kaste putali jata nacha shemate. Kaste putali jata te. O Lord, I'm just like a puppet in your hands. So if you've brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord. Make me dance as you like. Bhakti nai bedanai name kub dara. Bhakti nai bedanai name kub dara. Bhakti Vedanta Nam Eve Sartakoro. Bhakti Vedanta Nam Eve Sartakoro. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18 September 1965. So now you have these little books here. It's like a purport to some of the verses, verses 3 and 4. So Prabhupada is landing in Boston, and he is singing, he has written this poem. So the third and fourth verse say, most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied. Therefore, they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it, but I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. So I would like to ask you all a question. How many of you in your life, in your long life of devotional service, have had the experience of preaching in Krishna consciousness, doing some preaching work, like book distribution or talking to... Okay, good. Even some young people have that experience. Very good. So when you're preaching... do you experience how the mercy is coming from Krishna? So you know what to say to the people Sometimes you may even say things that you didn't know you knew before, and they just come into your lips. And this is the Paramatma effect. We can prepare for our preaching, we can prepare so many things, but then when we actually meet the people or we start speaking, then we really do have to depend upon Krishna and Srila Prabhupada for that mercy. And so on the back of this paper of these two verses, Maharaj talks about material life, how everybody has their schemes and plans, and when they're not fulfilled, they become disappointed and fall into ignorance, depression, apathy, bewilderment, and madness. And so constantly fluctuating between bhoga and tyaga, enjoying and renouncing, desire for enjoyment and then false renunciation. So because of this, they're not attached or attracted to the message of Vasudeva. So just imagine what Prabhupada saw when he came out of the ship, or he was looking at Boston and just seeing us in our modes of ignorance and passion. And so this is a miracle that what Srila Prabhupada did, that he could come and give shraddha, he could give faith to us who had no faith, or who didn't even know who Krishna was. So that's called a prayer of faith. And so if you ever feel like you need to increase your faith, then you can say these two poems, these two verses of this poem by Srila Prabhupada. And then the next page, a prayer for empowerment. Sometimes we feel like we're so low that we can't even preach, that we're so entangled, or we may feel we're so entangled in our grihastha life. Prabhupada, he was expressing this mood of, how can I make them understand? And so, I am very unfortunate, unqualified, the most fallen, so I am seeking your benediction so I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, you've brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure, as you like. So who can tell me, after hearing these two verses, these are after the Bhagavatam verses, these are second and third verse, what is the mood here of Srila Prabhupada? Of course, we can see humility. What other qualities can you see in Srila Prabhupada when he is saying these statements? How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? Surrendered, okay. What else? Yes. None. Detached. Okay, he's detached. He's very humble. Yes. Yeah, he's not thinking he knows how to do, like, okay, I've come here from India, from Vrindavan, and I'm going to change the world. I'm going to make them all devotees. No, he didn't have that mood. He said, you know, how can I make them understand this message? So in this, not only there's detachment, but I also find there's great attachment and great compassion. How can I make them understand that he's feeling sorry. He's feeling how everyone is very, he's seeing how we're so miserable in this material world, and he's desiring for our benefit. So now it is up to you to make me a success or failure. Again, he's depending for Krishna on his success. Now the point that Maharaj made was completely different, if you read on the back of this, that he's giving Krishna all the credit for bringing him to America, whereas he endeavored so much. He went to Sumati Maharaji, and she didn't want to send him. She says, you will just go and die there. And he didn't have friends or relatives in America, really. Of course, he had one sponsor who he didn't know. And they were surprised, I'm sure, to see him walk into their living room in Butler, Pennsylvania, and see the Swami walk in. So that was he didn't have any friends. And then he left them after 2 months, so he was detached. He just left them and went off to New York by himself. And so Maharaj makes the point that it was Krishna who made the arrangements. Even though he did so much endeavor, so we make so much endeavor, and then perhaps we do meet with some success. And of course, we often may take the credit for that success. Yes, I have done this. I have made this garden. I have built this temple. So actually, Prabhupada was completely the opposite. He saw that everything was due to Krishna's mercy. So then the next two verses, a prayer of dependence, 4 and 5 after the Bhagavatam verses. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates the hearts, they will certainly feel gladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. Okay, so what qualities of Srila Prabhupada here in this? Of course, dependence, that's the title, yes? Great faith. Great faith. He's saying, all I can do is repeat your message, and you can make my power of speaking suitable. Anything else that we see here in Srila Prabhupada?
Very convinced.
Very convinced. Very convinced. So Shraddha, Maharaj comments on this faith, as you mentioned, that faith means faith in the words of the scriptures and spiritual master that glorify and explain the process of bhakti. And so in his utter humility, he was praying that his words become suitable. So he prayed for two things. From his side, he prayed that his words will become powerful. And then from the other side, he prayed that everyone would understand what he was saying. He would pray. He prayed for himself, he prayed for his words, and he prayed for those who are his audience. So sometimes I also do that. If I have to speak, then I pray for the members of the audience that they will be able to pick up something or understand something of what I have to say. So that is a very good thing if somebody has to speak, or if you're doing a seminar, if you're doing something. You pray, of course, for empowerment and the proper speech to come on your lips. And you also pray for the audience, so they may understand what you have to say. So Prabhupada is teaching, actually, how to become empowered, how to depend on Krishna if you want to preach. Of course, this applies to any service that you do. This can be for any service, but especially for preaching. And so Krishna is inspiring him to speak, and Krishna is inspiring us to appreciate what he had to say. So both sides, he's praying. He's praying for us, and Krishna reciprocated. So his last prayer is at the end, where I'm just like a puppet in your hands. You've brought me here to dance, then make me dance, O Lord, as you like. Anybody ever feel like a puppet in Krishna's hands? Anybody had that experience? Sometimes we do feel that we are just an instrument. And this is the perfect position of a disciple, that just to be an instrument. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I've been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. So again, the principle is that Prabhupada is seeing this arrangement as Krishna's arrangement, and so we need to also develop that vision to see Krishna's plan in everything, that we've surrendered and he's taking care of us. So Maharaj says a very interesting, nice thing. Sometimes we may experience setbacks or disappointments, but actually Krishna has some reason for giving them to us. We should try to understand that. And if we do, we'll never be disappointed in life. So if we have a disappointment or a setback, what could be the reason for that? Setback or disappointment. What could be that reason? Yes. Lesson, okay. It's a lesson we need to learn. Right. What else? For a setback or disappointment. Yes. Yes, yes. He might be protecting us from some great danger or something we don't realize. And that has happened. What was it? One of my students in one of my classes, he was trying to go to New York, and for some reason, he couldn't get a plane to New York. And he was supposed to go to the Twin Towers. It was the time when the Twin Towers were destroyed. He should have been there, but he couldn't get his plane ticket, and so he didn't go. And so Krishna had a higher plan. Yes, Prabhu?
There's a on here,
oh.
With the headlights
Okay. Blue Honda outside with the headlights on and the doors are locked. Okay, and there is the owner, I think. All right. Yes.
Mm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 yes. That's a really good understanding that sometimes we're going in a certain direction and Krishna wants us to go another direction. So he closes all the doors in that direction and then we're forced to go in another direction, which is the better direction. That, you know, we should go in that direction, but actually we didn't want to really. But, yes.
Hmm.
Okay, sometimes he'll let us do the service, but not give us any fruits. Yes. So you may think, well, I should change my service. Maybe I'm in the wrong movement, actually. Or I should change my service. You know, yes. I should go and become a yogi and levitate. Or so, at least I'll be doing something. Something that, you know, I can see. Some progress. But no. The actual progress is not external, it's internal. That we learn our lesson and not to be attached to the fruits or whatever we're meant to learn. And we learn that there are many services we can do for Krishna, and it's not just the one service that we're attached to. In fact, my service has been over the years to do the needful. And do the needful has changed over the years. It was pujari at one point, it was book distribution at another point, it was being a mother at another point, and now it's teaching at this point. And so doing the needful was something that everybody did when Prabhupada was here. Everybody had to do the needful, whether it was washing pots or going out and selling books. Everything was very needful. Okay, so anything more on that? Impediments, setbacks? Yes. Right. Yeah, it's a token karma. We get a token karma. So we don't forget that we're in the material world and we have to go back to Krishna and depend on him and surrender to him and go the right direction. Okay. So there is one quality of Srila Prabhupada I would like to discuss today, and that's Prabhupada's humility. So when Srila Prabhupada was in a pharmacy, he had a pharmacy in Prayag, Allahabad, and then he used to give out different tonics and things. So one time, Dr. Kapoor, his godbrother, came to that pharmacy and he asked Srila Prabhupada for a tonic for health. And so Prabhupada took out a bottle of medicine and said, "This tonic will be very good for you. You please take this." And so then Dr. Kapoor said, "Well, why don't you give me the tonic that you're taking?" And so Dr. Kapoor said, "Well, what tonic is..." Prabhupada said, "What tonic is that?" And Dr. Kapoor said, "You know, the tonic of Krishna Prema. You give me that tonic." So Prabhupada said, "Well, I don't have that tonic, but I know the formula for it." So he said, and the formula is... Chanadapi sunichena tarariva sahishina manina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. And I will spread this formula all over the world. So this was in the 30s or 40s that Prabhupada said this. He knew that he was going to spread Krishna consciousness. And this was his formula for Krishna Prema. So as Mahanidhi Swami says in his book, that we cannot receive Krishna Prema with our hands. We have to receive it with our heart. And our heart, the problem with our heart is there are so many holes in the heart, so it cannot catch the Krishna Prema. And what are those holes? That is lust, anger, greed, envy, all these things. So how to make the heart strong? And that is chanadapi sunichena. These four qualities: humility, tolerance, respect, offering all respects to others, and not expecting any respect for ourselves. So one example from Srila Prabhupada's life was before he came to America, when he was living in Radha Damodar, He was living in Radhadamodar, and next door to him was one Babaji, Hridayananda Maharaj. And he would often wake up in the middle of the night and hear somebody crying very loudly, like midnight, 1 o'clock. And he would hear this voice. And so one night he went up on his roof at midnight to see what it was. And he looked into the courtyard of Radhadamodar, and he saw Srila Prabhupada crying out, "Hey Rupa, hey Sanatana." And he was sweeping the courtyard, cleaning the courtyard. At that time it was all very dusty, I know, because we had our Nectar of Devotion classes there. It was just like all broken rubble, looked like it was bombed out, and full of dust. So Prabhupada's nightly duty was to sweep the courtyard at Radhadamodar. And he was saying, "Please give me your mercy. Without your mercy, I cannot do anything. Give me your mercy. Give me the strength I may fulfill your orders." So he was constantly praying, constantly begging for mercy. Before he went, and even as soon as he got there, he was begging for mercy. That was the mood of Srila Prabhupada, very humble. And another time, this same Maharaj, he went to Prabhupada's room, and he swept some cobwebs from the spiders off the ceiling. And he saw the spiders crawling down on the floor. And Prabhupada came inside and he saw the spiders. And he looked up the ceiling. He said, "Why have you disturbed them? We should never cause disturbance to residents like these of the Holy Dham. We ourselves are actually newcomers, and they've been residing here for countless generations and must be respected." So imagine humility. Did you ever feel humbler than a spider? I don't know if you can imagine what it means to be humbler than a spider. And so that was he was considering how the spiders were feeling. They lost their house, the cobwebs up there, and he felt responsible for that. And so he taught us by his example. So can anybody tell me an example of Prabhupada's humility that you could remember? And yes. In the early days, Prabhupada would stand in line to go to the bathroom with everyone else in his apartment. Yes. Prabhupada used to he used to cook and wash the pots and serve prasadam in the early days. Yes, Nanda. Right.
And it was getting very crowded, so one of the devotees made an announcement, "All the devotees should leave this area."
Stood up. Right. So it was very crowded in the airport. I mean, we used to take over the airports. Whenever Prabhupada would depart or arrive, then the airport belonged to the devotees. We thought, anyway, you know, why not? It's the pure devotee, and we're all certainly pure devotees, so we're serving the pure devotee, so we should have the airport. It's actually Krishna's airport. So we thought like that. I mean, it is Krishna's, but, you know, they think it's theirs, but actually it's Krishna's. So therefore we took all the seats in the departure lounge, and everybody else had to stand up. Devotees were taking all the seats. And so at this point, one of the airport officials requested the devotees to give up their seats for the people who had to go on the airplane. Of course, nowadays you can't go to the departure lounge, but in those days there was no security, like heavy security like today. So they made an announcement, all devotees should now leave this area, and Prabhupada also stood up. This is for the benefit of the listeners on the radio. Oh, he was the only one who stood up? Yeah, right. So we did have that consciousness. We were only conscious of Prabhupada, and sometimes the officials didn't appreciate that. Any other examples? Yes.
When I was in LA, it's like 7 years ago, there was a children and children going to distribute thousands of people.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he came down a couple of steps in that entrance where I was on the sidewalk and looked at the reverend priest. He said, he's very brave. He said, it is not my movement that is working out of my life.
Okay. All right. So, see if I can repeat that. In L.A., then you said to Prabhupada that we are going to distribute so many of your books. Yes, and Prabhupada looked very gravely and said, it is not my movement, it is Lord Chaitanya's movement. Your magazine, BTG magazines, thousands. And spread the movement all over the world. Your movement all over the world. And he said, it's not my movement, it is the movement of Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu. Yes. Varnashram. Prabhupada was speaking about Varnashram in a class. Oh. Yes, that, I think in Geneva it was, perhaps? Europe. It was in Europe. They're objecting to Prabhupada's Varnashram preaching. Yeah, about the classes of men. What class are you? You are first class? I'm fifth class because I'm servant of everyone. That was in Sweden, Uppsala University. Yeah, heavy, heavy place. And those, when I was just in Sweden last month, and they told me that in 1 week, Prabhupada gave 19 classes. In 1 week in Sweden, 19 classes. So you can figure out how many classes a day Prabhupada gave when he was in Sweden. That's what they just told me that, yes? In New York. Oh, he was putting his books in the bookstores.
And he spoke to one woman in a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned that she liked samosas.
Oh, yeah.
And she,
the
went home and made
samosas. Yeah. One lady in a bookstore said she liked samosas. Prabhupada went home, cooked, and brought them to the lady in the bookstore. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So one time they were doing a yajna, they were making a mess, and Prabhupada was very angry, and then some hippie came and said, why are you angry? You should chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada picked up his beads, started chanting. I can tell you one story. When Prabhupada was in India, he went to Hyderabad. And I think it was Hyderabad, some city in South India, with his sannyasi disciples. There were some sannyasis with him. And somebody met them, I think on the train. They were not in a plane, from the train. And the committee who met them, they said, which one of you is the leader? And so Prabhupada said to them, as you like. And then they said, well, oh, sorry, Swamiji, we thought they were... This one of these, because they have the big stick, so they must be the leader. And then the sannyasi said, no, he gave us the sticks. So Prabhupada was very, as you like, whoever you want to be the leader, it's okay with me. Yes? Right. So I'm an old man, so I may not go back to Godhead in this life, but because you are fulfilling the order of the spiritual master, there's a chance for me. There's a purport like that in fourth canto from Dhruva Maharaj. Prabhupada says, Saraswati Thakur used to say, if I could perfectly deliver even one soul back home, back to Godhead, I would think my mission, propagating Krishna consciousness, to be successful. Then Prabhupada says, the Krishna conscious movement is spreading now all over the world, and if sometimes I think, even though I am crippled in many ways, If one of my disciples becomes as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he will be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka. So that was Prabhupada. And just like Dhruva carried his mother back. His mother was his guru, one of his gurus. So he carried his mother. So Prabhupada says, I'm hoping one of my disciples will carry me back to God with him. Yes. Okay, last time Prabhupada was in London at the manor, and he was telling his servants.
He had a dream that the Vishnu Duttas came to take him, and they were all Caucasian.
Oh. Prabhupada had a dream the Vishnu Duttas came to take him, and they were all Caucasian. They were all Westerners from Vaikuntha to come and take him to, well, who knows, Vishnuloka. Yes. Okay. So we know Prabhupada, he had all these qualities. Prithu Prabhu was remembering that when he was in San Francisco one time, he was sitting and chanting his rounds near Hippie Hill in San Francisco. So we'll be seeing later on a video of Srila Prabhupada in San Francisco at Hippie Hill. We'll be seeing that later on today. And so so many years after Prabhupada left, and Prithu was sitting on a bench chanting his rounds, and an old black man came by and he said to me, you know, that old man who started this thing, he was a cool cat. I was living in the Bowery and he was living in the Bowery too. But then again, Jesus was born in a barn. And he walked away. So this was, Prabhupada was dear to everyone. And the bums, they used to usher him into his room and the Bowery. And this one remembered him. This one, although he was, you know, alcoholic or whatever, probably half conscious, he remembered Prabhupada after so many years. And so that was Prabhupada, Uttama Adhikari. And his patience, he, one time before he went to America, he was trying to collect money for his Back to Godhead magazine, and he was waiting outside one rich man's house, way out on in the road, and one of the brahmacharis from Gaudiya Math passed him by. And then 2 hours later, the brahmachari finished his work. This was in Delhi, and he saw Prabhupada was still standing there in the sun after 2 hours, and he asked Prabhupada, well, what are you waiting for? He says, oh, this man has promised to give me 5 rupees. So he hasn't come yet. I'm just waiting. And so the brahmachari said, okay, I'll give you 10 rupees. And Prabhupada said, will you give me 10 rupees every month? And so then the brahmachari said, yes. And I don't know if it was a brahmachari. It might have been a grihastha. And he was a Gaudiya Math on his bicycle. And he said, and also I'll buy you a new dhoti. And a kurta too, because his dhoti was full of holes. That was Prabhupada's patience, determination, yes.
There was a nice story that you told about the monkey that got Prabhupada's shoes. And
then oh, yeah.
Prabhupada wanted to know if they could be mended. So
right. Yeah, he wanted to mend the shoes that the monkey ate. He didn't want a new pair. Of course, you couldn't get those shoes in India anyway. And so. Oh, and they have good people to mend shoes in India. Yeah, you can mend your shoes. And then finally they did buy him a new pair somewhere, I think. I mean, you can get in India, but not exactly, maybe. Yes. And in 1977, he went to Bhuvaneshwar, they had arranged a very nice place in the government guest house for him to stay. But Gaur Govinda Maharaj was staying very humbly in a hut. And that hut was really, I mean, no electricity, no water, and it was in the middle of nowhere. Of course, now it's different. But that time, it was just on some highway. And my husband and I, we stayed in that hut also in 1977. Maharaj was on one side and we were on the other. So we know it was a very austere place to stay. So Prabhupada came there in Bhuvaneshwar and he rejected the guest house, and he said, no, I will stay where my dear disciple Gaur Govind Maharaj has made a very beautiful hut for me. I will stay there. And this was after he had so much opulence, places all over the world, Los Angeles place, New York, on the penthouse somewhere. But he wanted the hut. He liked the hut better. So this is Prabhupada. He was really simple living and high thinking. So why did he sacrifice so much? Because he was actually very compassionate, paradukkha-dukkhi. So let us have a little test on our compassion here. These are questions that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj used to ask people in his class. His first question is, and I'll ask all of you, how many of you have suffered in your life and asked the question, why me? Why not someone else? Anybody has asked that question, okay? Then the second question is, how many of you have ever watched someone else suffer and then said, well, I'm glad it's not me? That's another one. So then the third question is, how many of you have watched somebody suffering and thought, why them? Why not me? So that is the Vaishnava. Of course, parents are like that. So there are two kinds of karuna. One is the parents and one is the sadhu. We learned this actually from 10th canto of Krishna. And Krishna's teaching about love, what is real love. And he said there are two kinds who are selfless, and that is the parents and also the sadhu, the saintly person. So this is what it means to be a Vaishnava, that you see somebody suffering and you wish it was you would suffer instead of them. So that was Prabhupada's mood in going to America. So what is our hope to be accepted by Lord Krishna is to be recommended by Srila Prabhupada. There is a beautiful quote from Brihadbhagavatamrita, which is quoted from Ramayana, Yoga Vishishta Ramayana. In all circumstances, one should approach saintly persons. Even if one receives no teachings, spontaneous dialogue with them imparts valuable lessons. When one approaches persons who have real knowledge, emptiness overflows with fullness. Death becomes immortal nectar, and disasters can seem like good fortune. So this is what happens if you have the association of a saintly person. So now, I hope you brought some paper and pen, and if you didn't, you'll have to do this mentally. I'm going to hand out a little questionnaire here on my relationship with Srila Prabhupada. This is confidential, heart tester, except for on the back, there is something that you can write more about or think more about. For those of you who don't have paper and pen, so you'll have to share again. And so you can both just look at the questions and share and write down your answers. Or how many you have yes, just think how many yeses you have to the questions. The first are yes and no. The first part, there are 18 questions, yes and no. So just count your yeses. And then in the back, there are some more thoughtful questions. So you can just think about those. And if you don't have a paper and pen, then you can just do it mentally. You can do it mentally. All right. What can we do? Is there a way we can just do it from the computer? On the computer and show it in the middle? I don't know. I don't know if you can see anything. Yeah, the sound is very low. Very low. You would have to have folk speakers. It cannot work. Yeah, I don't know if they can see on this computer. Look at this mic. What's the problem? It won't. Can you copy the video on the computer? It's on the computer, actually. No, on my computer, you copy it. Oh. My computer doesn't put project. I see. This is the problem. Yeah. Okay. Do you have an external hard drive? And it would be the same to copy it on your computer. Yeah. You need VLC. Okay. So, what to do? I don't know. What do you think? A computer itself would be enough for people? I don't know. No. Okay. What to do? Do you have a laptop or anything that might work? A laptop. Okay. Okay, yeah, we can do that. Yeah. If you have an external hard drive, but it cannot play on your computer. Another computer maybe can play. Okay, tomorrow is, we have to be out by 6:30. Can try, because we're doing early, 5 o'clock tomorrow. We can do it first thing, maybe. No, I have to be in front of the details. I can do it at the end of tomorrow. You can try, otherwise, Thursday. Okay. Have y'all finished? You're only on 10? Okay. You're sharing. Okay. What's his name? Somebody has a computer here. Because my computer's not working for the projector. Oh, it's Mac. Okay. So you just keep going, whoever's still going. And I think most of the people have finished. You're A, okay. Okay. Yeah, keep going. Just keep going. Okay, so how many got... between 14 and 18, yes. Raise your hand. Okay, well, okay, very good. How many got between 6 and 13? Yes. Good. And below 6, we have, okay. Now, we can actually share this, no? Does anybody have a computer in the house? besides yours. because my computer doesn't work for the video. We need another computer. That's mine, it doesn't work. Oh, yeah, the temple one doesn't work also. To work with a projector. The temple one won't play DVDs, and my computer won't play with the projector. So if anyone has one handy, then you can. Otherwise, we'll do it another day. It's okay. All right, so continuing with this paper here, we'll discuss, we can share number two. Briefly explain how Srila Prabhupada and his mercy are manifesting in your life. Would anybody like to share something about that? Yes, Kuti?
We're still here.
We're still here. That's the mercy. We're still in association of devotees and trying to practice Krishna consciousness. And that is how Prabhupada's mercy is manifesting in our life today. Anything else? Yes.
Oh.
Right. Seeing how the youth have expanded the dimensions of kirtan, mridanga playing, kartal playing, and how it's they're going to deliver it to the whole world, actually. That is their plan. So this is wonderful to see how this is how Prabhupada's mercy is manifesting in our lives today. Actually, it's a huge mercy. Yes. Anything else? Yes. Uh-huh. Number one, okay. The role and significance your Guru Maharaj has in your developing your relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Jai. Mm-hmm. Whoa. First thing he taught in the institute was Prabhupada is our grandfather. Wow. On Father's Day, he would have you write a letter to Srila Prabhupada. So he said, whatever you have to offer to me, I have to offer to Prabhupada, so don't offer me any junk. Right. When you were 64 years old. My gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was passing, he said, I'm just waiting for Prabhupada, whatever he wants, where he wants me to go, and I'm just waiting for him. And so he always kept Prabhupada in their consciousness. Thank you. That's wonderful. It's working. Wow, thank you. I guess Prabhupada is giving us the mercy today that we will see the video today on him, which is a wonderful video, not very long. So before we see that, I would just, does anybody else have something on this that they would like to share about the mercy of Prabhupada? Okay, otherwise we will move on. Hari Nama is still here. She left. Oh, she had my marker to... Oh, you have... She left the marker. Okay. So somebody can come up and write. We will thank Srila Prabhupada for what he's given to us. Gratitude is very important. We learned in our retreat this year, gratitude is the first stepping stone to the goal of prema. And the way to prema begins with gratitude. Jai Giriraj Maharaj. Yeah. So in case you can't see my Giriraj here, he's up there now. I'll tell you. So the way to prema begins with gratitude. It prepares the heart for love. A soft heart, this is Satchinandan Swami, will attract the soft queen of bhakti. So start the day with gratitude. Make a list of gratitude every day. Negative attracts negative, positive attracts positive. So if we're negative, we wake up negative, and then, you know, you'll be going to the temple, it'll start raining, and you'll get soaking wet, and you'll trip and slip in the mud, and if you're negative. And then if you're positive, then you can expect the Mahaprasadam and the garland, and everything will come your way. Okay, so what would you like to thank Srila Prabhupada for? We've got a list here. We'll make a list, yes?
For saving the whole world.
For saving the whole world. Okay, right. Now we're going to make a list. Yes? His books. Yes? Okay, how are you doing? I can't see. Books? Association of devotees? Yes? Okay, for coming in his murti form, where we can associate. Yes? For being available even after he left. That's wonderful. Yes? Yeah. Holy name. Okay. Yes. Deities. Yes. Beautiful singing. Yes. Prasadam. Wonderful prasadam. Yes. Rath Yatra. How are you doing? In the back, somebody had, or no? Oh, okay, I guess not. Yeah. Ananga. Each other. Thank you. Each other. Yes?
A whole
new way of life. Okay. Yes?
Giving us access to the holy dhams.
Holy dhams. Access to the holy dhams. Yes? For crossing the ocean and coming to us. That was the biggest thing. Okay, yes?
Cooking.
How to cook. Teaching how to cook. Yes.
Giving purpose,
real purpose to our lives. Okay. Yes. Okay, freeing us from cheaters and false religions. Okay, yes. Temples. Gurukulas. Are you having your hand up or? No, okay. Yes? Huh? I can't hear you. Okay, Krishna consciousness. Yes. Perfect example. Yes, in the back.
Saving younger generation.
Okay. Yes. Holy festival days and Ekadashi. Holding festival days. Festivals and Ekadashi. Thank you for Ekadashi. Yes. Yes. Tulsi. Yes. Vrindavan Dham. Okay, I think we have Dhams there. Okay, last one. Wanting to spend time with us. For wanting to spend time with us. Okay.
One more.
Okay, well, one.
For still leading ISKCON.
Still leading ISKCON. Yes. Only he could lead us, as Maharaj, Satyut Maharaj said. Okay, so now we're going to thank you very much for writing, and we will try. It's going to work, you think? Okay. And sound will also be there. Okay. So you have the correct place, and you have track three. You can keep. No, you can keep it. It's all right. Keep it, keep it. Now, as you watch this video, I want you to observe Srila Prabhupada. What qualities does Srila Prabhupada show in this video? Okay. Check three is there, yes? VLC? Check three. Is it going to work? What type? Oh, sound. Okay. This is in San Francisco. Jainanda. Vaikunthanath? No, Vaikunthanath. Oh, is it Subal? Can it come louder? Observe Prabhupada. Okay. Observe Prabhupada's qualities. Thank you. I hope you observe Srila Prabhupada, and please tell me what qualities you observed. Raise your hand. and tell me what qualities you observed in Srila Prabhupada Lakshmimani? Tolerance.
Equanimity.
Yes.
Compassion.
Open-minded.
Yes.
Detached.
Determined.
Yes.
Grave.
Yes.
Purity.
Yes.
Inclusiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Happy.
Yes.
Transcendental vision.
Bold.
I mean, who can imagine what was happening there? Everybody was probably very intoxicated. Not simply by the holy name, but...
And Prabhupada was in the middle of it.
Completely transcendental, detached, compassionate, and probably for hours and hours. This is hippie hill. This was what Peter was talking about. And these were hippies on the hippie hill. And Prabhupada was in the middle of them. You can just... Anything else you saw there? Any other... Yes. Love. Ananga. Yes, he looks satisfied, like his mission is taking off.
He was very
observant. Observant, yes, he was watching. Yes?
Completely awake.
Completely awake, yes. In the back?
Fearless.
Yes. This is our leader. This is our Srila Prabhupada. And I can just imagine the sacrifice he did at his age, going into these, in the middle of these crazy people, you know, who are, what, 40, 50, 60 years younger than him? I don't know, 40, 50 years younger than him, and all intoxicated. And but he got them chanting somehow the holy name. Any other qualities? He was graceful. Yeah, he was gracefully dancing and chanting. And they were also pretty gracefully dancing and chanting for them. I mean, most of them. They were, yeah, Lakshmani. He had a secret weapon. Yes, he knew something there. He was in control, it seems. He was very much in control of the situation. He really got that feeling that he was really in control. He knew what was going on, and he had them like in his hands, his fingertips. He had all those. But the tolerance, sitting behind that big, huge bass drum, you know, right in front of that bass drum, yes? Internally, he was happy. Yeah, he saw that the holy name is going to change these people. That is his mission. And he could see that they were enjoying dancing and chanting. Which is so amazing. So amazing, yes? Aristocratic. He was very aristocratic. Yes. No, we weren't at all aristocratic. Quite the opposite.
We were like monkeys,
yes. We were like monkeys, and here he was in the middle of the monkeys and in making them, you know, dance and chant, and yes?
Impeccable.
He was impeccable. Mm-hmm. Who else had their hand up? Yes. His hope. He was very hopeful. Very hopeful. Just imagine. We couldn't do that at 69 years of age, or 70. He must have been 70 by then. 1967. I mean, 70 years of age, just going off there like that, and in the middle of these hippies. Yes.
He was the son of, you know, doesn't see any difference between the cow and the dog.
Right, he didn't see a difference between the cow, the dog eater.
Age
didn't bother him. Equal vision, yes. Lakshmani. Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, the equanimity, yeah, he was just completely... He was just equal to everyone. Inclusiveness, somebody said. He included everyone in that. Everyone was there. Small children and, you know, the youth of America, as he used to call the flowers of your country. The flowers. Yes. He's following instructions of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, yes? He was following the instructions. And when he asked so many of his godbrothers to come, they all had a reason why not. And one of them was because of the association of these hippies or whoever is in the West. They didn't want to associate. And you could see what the association was. You could see why. It's so amazing what Prabhupada did. Okay, anything else on that qualities of Srila Prabhupada? So now we will have, I'll pass out one book. Again, you're going to have to share. But we will, for those of you who can't see a book, we will have the PowerPoint so you can see what's going on. This book was written by Srimati Mataji, and all these colored materials, a lot of these materials are by her. So you have, you can show the PowerPoint. How to do this, you have to show me. Okay, this is forward. Where I point there. Okay, so you put this, you tell me when. So we have a beautiful book, it's called Heart to Heart, a Pushpanjali of contemplative prayers offered to the divinely soft lotus feet of our beloved Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so I think you have to turn these lights off up here so we can see better. This was an offering, I think, in the centennial. I think it was after the centennial, but anyway, it's raising spiritual standards. It's okay? Yeah. So here we have one of the gifts of Srila Prabhupada. Which deities are these? I don't know, recognize them. Whoops. All right. We missed one. Now this is Radhamadava in Mayapur. No? New Mayapur. Oh, where is this? Dallas? New Mayapur, maybe. Yeah, New Mayapur. New Mayapur. Is it coming? This is Radhe Shyam Sundar Vrindavan. New Vrindavan. New Vrindavan, yes. Vrindavan. Gornitai. Gifts of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, oops. I don't have the hang of this. Okay, sorry. Okay, a Pushpanjali of contemplative prayers offered at the lotus feet of his divinely soft lotus feet of our beloved Srila Prabhupada. O Prabhupada, our moon amongst devotees and touchstone of preachers, chanting Krishna's name with a voice intense with emotion, you capture the hearts and minds of the people of this world. Please capture my heart, a stubborn and stray animal, and make it your own. Oh, Prabhupada, this is also in your book, too, that you'll get to take. Oh, selfless and magnanimous maintainer of your devotees, raising your arms and dancing in ecstasy, you gave new life to a world drugged by the vices of Kali. Please appear in my heart, dance up a storm, and blind me to everything but you and the world of your Radhe Shyam. These are all pages in your book. O Prabhupada, the soft light from the lamp of affection, your lamp of affection illuminates my heart and step by step makes clear the path through the dangerous darkness of Kali's reign. May my mind and heart be forever fixed on that lamp in gratitude, for it is my solace and safety in this mad, dark world of names. O Prabhupada, your lotus lips continuously shower forth the sweetest nectar in the form of Krishna's name and fame. So unassumingly, you gave us so much, so easily. Let me never treat your gifts cheaply, rather like a miser counting and admiring his coins. Let me become increasingly attracted and attached to the treasures you have given us. O Prabhupada, although I have not even a sesame seed of pure devotion for you and your sham, you can make the impossible possible.
Kindly take up residence in my heart and also give me residence in yours. Then I will surely come to understand what it means to truly love Krishna. O Prabhupada, when will you rescue this unfortunate person drowning in an ocean of self-inflicted pain? When, even in a dream, will my head be decorated with the dust of your lotus feet and my face blossom into a smile from the soothing rays of your loving glance? O Prabhupada, real love flourishes in the fire of separation. Now is the time to prove my real love for you. Let me not trust my mind and senses and their accomplices, which tell me that you're gone. If I truly love you, I will surely find you in the faces of your sincere devotees, in the pages of your books, in the struggle to become Krishna conscious and serve you. Now we have a different meditation. She takes the different articles that we offer in Mangalarti and she makes them as an offering of her own mind and senses. So we'll see how this happens. This is in your little book too. So this is our samadhi meditation. O Prabhupada, when will I confidently sound the conch announcing the victory of your teachings and devotional process over my unruly mind and senses? O Prabhupada, when will I offer you a mind strongly but sweetly fragranced with the incense scent of non-enviousness and true equanimity? O Prabhupada, when will I offer you the lamp of my heart ablaze with the desire to serve your desires as my own? O Prabhupada, when will I offer you honest tears of repentance for the many times I have abused your gracious and practical magnanimity? Tomorrow we'll get a chance in our seminar on relationship with the deities. So that was the water conch. This is the handkerchief. O Prabhupada, when will I take the well-kept cloth of my false pride and help clean the weeping sores presently paining your beloved ISKCON? O Prabhupada, when will I stop worshipping you with flowers offered without devotion and sincerely offer the lotus of my heart at your divine lotus feet? O Prabhupada, when will I take the chamara of unmotivated discrimination and whisk aside the self-imposed obstacles obstructing my wholehearted service to you? O Prabhupada, when will I fan you with enthusiastic plans for nourishing and expanding your mission, plans based on simple purity and compassion? O Prabhupada, when will I sound the conch to announce that the final battle has been won, that my mind and heart have taken full and permanent shelter at your divinely soft lotus feet? O Prabhupada, when, oh when, will that day come? Thanks, our sincere gratitude. To all glories to Srila Prabhupada, who came with a message of the absolute world, which enables us to appreciate the unlimited glories of the Supreme Lord. Let us follow in his footsteps. In the process of presenting this workshop, if we have knowingly or unknowingly offended anyone of you, then we humbly beg for your forgiveness and ask you to bless us so we can make some spiritual progress.
Hare Krishna. Das Anudas Tyaga Chaitanya Das, he made the PowerPoint, and Srimati Devi Dasi, she wrote it and wrote the book which I gave you. Thank you very much. So we'll stop here if there's any questions or additional stories or comments about Srila Prabhupada. You can turn the lights on. And, yeah. Any, yes. Yeah, that was at the end. Srimati lives in Vrindavan, in MVT. You can get her darshan there, but she's very busy chanting 64 or more rounds a day. I don't know how many she chants. But one day she told me, oh, I'm in such maya today. I only did 48 rounds before Guru Puja. So so I don't know. She's chanting because her health is so bad that that's all she can do. She used to teach. And she was teaching seminars with these materials, and then she couldn't teach anymore, so I bought it. I bought all her materials from her, and I'm just carrying it on in my own way. Not as she would do it, but in my own way. And the PowerPoint was by Tyaga Chaitanya Das, who lives in Malaysia. He also lives in MVT for Kartik month. Disciple of Jaitaka Swami. Yes. Pardon me? No, Srimati. Srimati. She was, she's from Australia. And she did service in Switzerland, book distribution, and then, but mostly in Mayapur in India. She lived in Mayapur, and she spread the holy name to the Gaudiya Math. She sold Prabhupada's books to everybody, and she started the holy name worship in Mayapur. She did traveling Sankirtan. And in Mayapur, she started this 108 chanting in the samadhi and in the park. She did a lot of service for the holy name. And then she taught Bhakti Shastri in Vrindavan. And then she taught seminars on the holy name, of which these materials I'm using, they're from her seminar, some of the materials that we have. Any other questions? Okay. So we'll stop early today. Now tomorrow you should come at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow's because we have to be in front of the deities. We're going to make a personal relationship with the deities. So tomorrow's seminar will be between 5 and 6:30. You should bring your japa beads tomorrow. You will need them, and also bring a present for the deities: leaf, flower, fruit, or water, or whatever, some sort of gift for Radhe Shyam, Gornitai. It will be about, it won't be about deity worship. It will be about a prayerful attitude to approaching the deities, and we will be offering many personal prayers to the deities, some of which we can share, some will be confidential for only our own selves. So it's good. You can bring paper and pen if you like, or just bring your own mind, or yeah, bring. But do bring your japa beads tomorrow. Okay? All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.